bottom Rashi. What's an on? Somewhere they ask a kasha. The one the Perikador. We learn later on in Perikador that basically it's also lahatzus lahotzi loyber lehem. Nobody's allowed to take in and out of the person who was mevat who forgot to contribute. Is mevatel his rishus. Nobody's allowed to carry in and out of his house.
The person who forgot to contribute.
So what was the case? If only the bias is also means the chotzer is mutter, even though he has rishus there, so it has to be a case of there is bittul. Why is the chotzer mutter? Kim and the Morse the case was Bishop Bittel Rishus Chatzer, but Bittel Rishus basically did Bittel on the Rishus Chatzer, not on the bias. Which means Kaksaber, Mavat the Rishus Chatzer, Rishus basically Loy Bittel. There's no automatic Bittel on the bias. If you Chatzer Kula Shalahen, the Chatzer is theirs. The bias of Yuchet is, and the bias is Meyuchet, lesser than Lohitzi Mirishus, so the Rishus. Therefore, you can't carry from his Rishus. His bias to their rishus. So, besides the issue of him, if he carries out, which is that there's an act of rescinding his bittul, they can't carry either because there's never a bittul on the bias. The bias is a mokum yuchad for somebody who's not part of this chotzer because he gave away his rights to the chotzer, and his bias is separate. So that's also some more answers. That's mechalik liyazim of chachamim. I heard this from Eliezer, so they're arguing. Says they're arguing. Cardinal Eliezer, Mavat, Rishus, Chatzer, Rishus, Pesa, is Betul. Avagabdul Apirish Behadja, even if he doesn't say that explicitly, his Rishus, Pesa, is Betul. Rishus, even though he doesn't say explicitly Rishus, Pesa, it's Betul. Obviously, the case of Mishnah was that there was no, and he had not expressed the decision to be mevatel his rishus bias. The pirish, had the person said explicitly, my rishus bias is bottle, the mutz, the member of the law, because the chaber of the mitzvah, how could the law say, listen, nobody agrees with me? Everybody holds a case as mutter, like the Morse say at the end of the Amud. So Morse is the kash on Reish Reish's Shita the Bahachi Pliki. So it's if you think about the issue, you'll come out. If you want to approach the Bahachi, you're going to say, Pshat, this is the Pshat. Yeah, obviously, that's the Pshat. So Morachava, a lover of Huna Barachina, Taigimna, Lahai, Kishatim Salarma, the Reish Reish's. What was Rishesh's coming to look into the depths of the Machloikas and say an explanation? What is he adding that wasn't obvious? So Rechava and Rav Huna Bar Chinan explained Rishesh says to us Lassum Leib Lahavin Tam Machlukten to focus in and understand the machlokes, and learn out from there. It's a different case. When he's a mevatel, he does it with a. He's called upon by his bnei chotzer to be mevatel. When he does it, with a full heart. But meaning chotzer the goli bias to lo goli. He doesn't say no. Whatever he said. We only take out of what he said exactly what he said. No, he meant a much broader type of an approach. Therefore, Vanel, let me know, we can derive from this the hecha the bittul lechad minayu bottle lekulo. When he's about to one person, we say that was to be understood in very broad terms and meant he was about to everybody. We don't say Naman the goli, Naman the goli. He says, Reuben, I'm mevatel rishus to you, to one person. Say, oh, he only met one person. No, he meant everybody. Rabbanan. Circle about the chol echad ve'echad. I mean, he could say, I'm mivatel to everybody. That would be fine, but he can't be mivatel to one, and we'll assume he meant to be mivatel to everybody. He would need to express that individually. Kehechad l'gabi bayis sir lehu. So same way the Becham hold when it comes to the issue of bayis and chotzer. They hold the ma'id loy pirish loy pitzel. Whatever you say you're mevatel, that's what you're mevatel. We have no right to expand that and beyond what you said. So achanami leman deloy pirish lebitzel. So it comes to the to whom, not what, but to whom he's mevatel. To the answer is whatever he said and not more. The kulan asurin. The result is that nobody can carry. The avagav the high the botulay, even though he's mevatel to one of the members of the chutz, and that person is irav im chaveiro, was ma'ariv with the other ones. The answer is ki irav mi'esmo. So well, why do we say he's mevatel rishus to Reuven? So Reuven is now in the bialim on that rishus. Reuven is ma'ariv with Shimon. So now Reuven's being ma'ariv Shimon, including that rishus of bittul. So everything is included. We don't say that. Why? Because bittul takes place on Shabbos, and erev takes place on before Shabbos. So therefore, ki erev mi esmo adai to dahu chulko lo erev. Aishai to lav didehu. He had no way to include that. It wasn't his. So if he's mevatel on Shabbos to everybody, so he doesn't exist. Remember here, he does vis-a-vis other people. He wasn't mevatel. He's mevatel this person. This person had this person done eruv for his portion. So it means the person who's representing him now had done eruv. That person hadn't done eruv in this portion. He only received it on Shabbos. Dichvas etanya ba'dor. So here's an example where this would be applied to. Case where Vayaloi Bayis Bechotzer Vinich Rishus Olechad Bimnei HaChotzer Miba Oidyon. So he'd given over his rights to this Chotzer before he died to one of the members of the Chotzer. Tainu Kadim She'irubu before the Erev. He'irubu Daita Dahi Chulka Nami Erev. Eno Eser. So this person, before he died, gave over his rishus to one of the members of the Chatzur. And when the person who's a member of the Chatzur did the Erev, he included that portion also. That's fine. Misha Chashaych, if he only gave it to him after already Shabbos had taken effect, Reza Eser, that would make it also. It's a similar type of idea over here. So that's how Rav Chava and Rav Huna Bar Chinan are presented. Rav Kahana Masni Hochi, Rav Kahana presents it a little bit differently. Lahai Chishitim Salam and Rav Sheishis. I'm sorry, Rav Kahana Masni Hochi, Rav Kahana learns that this way we just presented, that the Rav Sheishis, the Rav Sheishis is going back on the, was talking about the Mishnah. They explained in what Rosh Hashanah said, it was going to the Mishnah, Lag Marina and Mino, Achamisha, Shirubu Bechotzer, Hudos, that his point was to explain the Mishnah and thereby have a source how to explain the case of the five. But he himself, Rosh Hashanah, was deriving it and talking about the Mishnah. And he didn't. We explained that it would be. We could have strapped with other cases, but Rav Tavirmi Masni, that Rav Sheshes said it explicitly on the case of that Mishnah. The Rav Sheshes beheada Amra Allah. Rav Sheshes explicitly was talking about the case of the five in the Chatz. So who's they going like? Juliezer Damer Mavat Levan Yofa Mavat. Okay, then the more raised the question. It does. In a case where you're mevatel to all the members of the chutzpah.
Bittul on Shabbat does work.
But the problem is Bittul works, just the problem is the idea is to get it back to only having one Rishus over the Chatzar.
So someone who dies on Shabbat, the property is inherited by someone else who was not involved in the Eruv.
That's a whole set of Mishnahs later on. That's an absolute potential challenge. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer, I don't remember all the details, but it's a discussion later on. Mishnahs later on. Rabbi Eliezer, the Omer Mistama Biltu Rishus Beis. So the more so, according to Rabbi Eliezer, when he says that when he's Mavatel, the Chotzer, the Rishus Beis is included. What will be im Omar beheda loy betil no rishus beis? I'm not even about my rishus beis. He have a beis of mutzal lehen or loy? Is his house then prohibited or not? Well, Rabbana, the Omer mistamra loy betil rishus beis of a person that we don't assume he was about his rishus beis. Omer beheda mevatil no luchul. If he said explicitly, I am in mevatil it. Afreshus beis mevatel eloy, is the rishus bias bottle or not? See, is the explanation because in Rabbi Eliezer we assume that a person meant it. So therefore, if he says he didn't mean it, or we say the explanation is beis b'leichotz. People don't live in a bais without a chatzar. So once he gave away the chatzar, so his rishus bias is compromised. It doesn't have a chashivas of rishus bias. And therefore, love kol kmit. Even he says I'm not mivatel my rishus bias, it doesn't mean anything. Love kol kmit. The kim and the less the chatzar. Since he gave away the chatzar, dearest bias lo klum hili today. Just living in the house alone is not normal. Doesn't have a chashivas of a dira to make it awesome. Okay. What about the other rounds? In the Chachamim, who say that a person is not mevatel, but he says he's mevatel, is it batel? Do you say that a person should give away his bias and his chotzer and be a total guest in his own chotzer, his own bias, to the other members of the chotzer? People don't do that. By Kemer Mevatil, no. Therefore, if he says I am being Mevatil, but Ladaito Eitzu Kol Adam Vlebitul Al Chotzer, you say people don't do that. So therefore, it's not just he didn't do it. People don't do that. People don't want to do such a thing. It's not normal. Then we can apply the concept of Bitul Daito. That's not called normal. So it's not effective. Somewhere says, what's a gravelin? Atzvosa charzais sieve, type of a growth, a vine, of a gadol sabav that which grows around the bark, the trunk of the palm tree. Menichrach v'erlebay, it takes hold and climbs, it's a climbing plant, up the tree. Kilolobe gefanim, the same way, like the new growth of the grapevine attaches itself somewhere. Charzaisa is tchufais harbe yachad kemachroses. It's referred to as also charzaisa because it looks like a lot of parallel growth lines, like machroses, like lines of Machrosis actually was Machrosis Shaldagim. You have a Mishnah in Eilam Tzias, was a strip of fish. You know, catch the fish, they attach it like onto a string, long strings. Machrosis. Matamat Moraboy tastes bitter. Hadroloch Usin Pasin. Zok the Mishnah. Bechom Arbanu Mishtatmin. Chutz min Amayim min Amelach. Now the main topic of this parak is halachas of tchum, and rubei tchumen and halachas of tchum. That's the main topic. So the Mishnah says b'chol ma'arvin. Tosfos says it's referring to rubei tchumen. Rashi says it's referring to Ruvei Tchuman and a Ruvei Chatzeris. Tosis is going to have a problem with that, because that's explicit later on, that Ruvei Chatzeris have to be made with pas. You can't use other foods. Shesufei Mavuos is after the members of the different Chatzeris have joined together and to become units. They would not be allowed to carry in the Mavui unless they do a Shituv amongst them for the Mavui. And that can be done with any food stuff. Except for Mayim and Melach. V'kol nikach v'kesef meiser, person has meiser sheni money. He had meiser sheni, which he has put onto money. He takes it to Yerushalayim. He has to buy food. Well, he can't use the money. He can use it for any food, except for water and salt. Another minimozen. Person says makes it, he's not going to have mazon. Mutter b'mayim u'b'melach. He's mutter to have mayim u'melach. The chain turns to gives him now, right? He's allowed to have mayim u'melach. Okay, so that's the first submission discussed. Did b'chol ma'arvin and gave mayim u'melach an exception, were excluded. So that applies to these three scenarios.
The Girsa is Ma'arvin and Mishtatvin. So it sounds like it's two different things. I mean, that sounds just like it's supporting Rashi. How does Tosis do with that?
No, Tosis says it's Ma'arvin is referring to Ruvei Tchumen. Mishtatvin is referring to Shituvei Mavuos.
Wait, I thought you said that it's only.
But Ruvei Chatzeris needs pas.
Oh, okay.
Rashi says the word Ma'arvin is referring to both Ruvei Chatzeris and Ruvei Tchumen. So he says that's not true. It doesn't apply to Ruvei Chatzeris.
Well,
you can't be Ma'arv Ruvei Chatzeris with whatever you want. You have to use pas. Okay, Ma'arvin l'nozer b'yayin. I mean, there is one thing which a person could do a shetuvah mavuos with pas, and that could act as the ruvei chatzeris for the mavi also. But you can't do shetuvah mavuos with wine and have it count for the chatzeris because there is need pas. Okay, ma'arvin l'nozer b'yayin v'liso b'tshuma. Tanakhama says you can make an ruvei Tchumen for a nazir with wine, even though he can't drink wine, or for Yisrael with Truma, even though he can't eat Truma, because since it's roy for somebody to eat, there's a shame that's called a Mokum Achilu. That's a Tanakam. Someone says that you can't make a Rubi Tchumen for a Jew, for Yisrael, with Truma, because he can't eat it. It has to be with chulin, which he's allowed to eat. And the more is going to point out that some should argue in the case of nazir b'yayin. Also, some more raises why didn't he say that? Simple answer is that there would be a din of hataras tadorim. So theoretically, he could be matur neder and be mutter to drink the wine. Now, taking simchas ashita, that it has to be roy for him. Well, koyin vesa pras, you can make the ruvei tchumen for a koyin. I'm sorry, no, this is going not going back on sumchas. She says,
going back
on sumchas. You can make a ruvei tchumen for a koyin in the vesa pras. You only can't get it. Well, there's a way to get it. Vesa pras. The verse says that you can do bedika of the ground as you move forward to check if there's anything there and then avoid it. Because by blowing the dirt away, you can see if there's any. The chashash over here is an etzem kisa'ara. Beis HaPras was a field which, not being aware that there's somebody buried there, the person plowed the field and they were afraid that the plow dug deep enough that it might have grabbed a small little piece of bone the size of a barley corn and moved it somewhere else in the field. The shear for Beis HaPras is we assume that the plow can move, eventually it's going to fall off of the plow. Beyond 50 yamas are not worried about that it will go that far, but so if in case with the cavern was in the middle of the field, there'd be 50 yamas in all directions. And we actually add lipotams, because he said he might have plowed straight out. So we add lipotams. So it's going to be a square, which is 100 by 100, 100 by 100, four 50 by 50 squares. So that's what we're afraid of. So you can go through the field blowing the dirt away to see if it's there. Will not become tummy by blowing it. He didn't have either direct maga or masa. There's no dentumus oil on it, so he's allowed to do that, and he can get to his eruve tchumen.
So if there's a layer of dirt above, it's not a problem.
Misha says, if you can layer it with enough either stones or dirt, that it would, there would not be no negia or masa. Masa means moving it. So then he'd be tor. So the Mishnah says that layer is, we assume the layer is three tefachim.
So what about the ocean?
So you're not going to blow away three tefachim of dirt. And even if you do, you don't know what the next three is.
No, before each step you take, you have to do the process again.
I agree, but you're not going to go to a depth of three.
I understand the question. I don't have a good answer. Huh?
There's in so for the heart. I mean, how many depths of three do you go?
No, you go once.
So maybe now you've only got to.
Well, because we said the plow doesn't bury it; it just does it in the dirt, which it throws up, which is loose dirt.
Assuming no other coin came past and moved three after the plow, and now you're moving.
No, so then it's unexposed. I don't need to do anything then. The current doesn't. I don't need to do anything really. And that spot's been checked. We said the standard depth of a plow was 3 tefachim. So you.
How is that different than nowadays? You're always concerned about even an airplane flying over a kever.
So this wasn't the kever issue, because they designated where they found where the kever is. He could avoid the kever. The problem was that there's possibly an etzim kasara. Doesn't have oil. There's no denial. The next case is a case of basic chorus.
Okay.
Is there actually an issue with an airplane with a closed and enclosed?
We're getting there.
It is another topic.
You're blowing it. Blowing is more difficult. You let them move it also the blow. Yeah. Huh? It's a fair share
or
more.
So till tool the low clean or something along those lines?
Huh?
It's till tool the low clean.
What's the official title? The official title is, Ramo says you're allowed to move tiltal b'muksa b'neficha, with blowing. I don't think he doesn't even that. What?
We had that in the Gemara.
I don't remember the Gemara. I'm sure we did, but it's a fair share of Ramo and Hilchos beginning of Hilchos Muksa Shinches. Rebuta Ma'af. Filo ben, of course, you can even for a kohen, you can have the Ruve Tzchumen placed in the basic quarters. He can create a mechitza between himself and the quarter and enter into the basic quarters and get his food and eat it. And I promise you we'll talk about it. The more we'll talk about more. That what that's about. It's like Rashi. B'choma Arvin. Eruve Chetzeris Utchumen. U'meshtatim B'movin. So we have that we can do this process of Eruve Shituv with any type of foodstuff or liquid. Chutz Minamayim Minamelach, except for water and salt. Now, I mean, the moss and hay, those are not, they have no nutrition. They don't function for nutritional purposes. You need them to live, but they're not called mosin. So why is that important? Time of the Erev Mishum, the diet of the Rosh B'mokim Mizan Yisofu. We said a person's thought process of what, where he is defined by his food. So we say that that's why if all of the members of the Chotzer contribute a minimal amount of food that they would need in one bias. So now, so kilu kulam darim b'sachas, like everybody's living in that house, it's a kulam rishos achas, they're all one big happy group. Now, that's the logic behind Ruvei Chatzeres. Chemi Ruvei Tchumen, nasa kimi, what does he do here? Nasa kimi shoshovas, not shocha. Shoshovas, if he establishes dwelling for Shabbos in that spot where he put the Ruvei Tchumen. Mishom yesh lo apayim amalachol ruach. And then from there we have 2,000 amas. And therefore, he'll devar mozen b'inan. So it has to be a food. My melech not a food. My kesem meiser. He wants to spend the b'sach Yerushalayim because he's mitziyoi. When he's expending the tzarim machala for food, you can spend the money for whatever you so desire, but it has to be food. Kutsman amayim and melech. We're referring to the time of the life prima prihu. The problem with Maimon Melech is actually not a din of Mozen. Pasuk never says that you need Mozen. Pasuk says, but the words you learn from the Pesukim, it's a cloud part of cloud. You have to be done, can't prat. And all the examples which are given are either something which grows directly from the ground, some type of vegetation, or it's an animal, it's animals which grow off of things which grow from the ground. They eat the vegetation. So it's called pre-mi-pre. It's something which is derived from something which is derived from the ground. But whereas my mamelo don't have that, they're not pre-mi-pre. Marvel and Nazar, Ruvei Tchumen, be yayin. Says Hanukkah says you can use yayin. Dalvagav, the loy chazel in the day, even though he himself cannot use it. Chazel, like other people could use the wine. Kim and the mezoino, who? Gabichrini, Sherlin, about it. Since other people consider it's a valid form of food, Chazal said that's sufficient. Yisrael b'shuma, Yisrael can use shuma for the same reason the whole chazal the kohen, because the kohen can eat it. So was Rambam b'chulan, I will love shuma. So someone argues is that you must use only so much that Yisrael can eat. To meet the chazal lebeinan, it has to be something which is roy for him, he himself to eat. Rambam farish my time le polik sumchus ayayin lenoza. Why does any argue in the case of ayayin lenoza? It's not a continuation of Sumpus, it's a new, it's not Mishnah. Erev the Kaim Beis HaPras, you can put an Erev for the Kaim Beis HaPras, the Motzi, the Mezel, the Mishkele, he has to be able to go there, take it, and eat it. Like we'll see later on in the example, that he puts his Erev Tchumen in a tree, you know, take things out, in and out of a tree on Shabbos, so that's wonderful that you put it in a tree, but you can't, it's like, it's going to be a problem. Or if he's the area around the place where he put it is Rishus Rabim, and the place where he put it in or on is Rishus Yachid, so you can't take it out. And if it's not large enough to go in there and eat it, so it's not good. So that's all cases later on in the parak. Dila Motzi Ozel Hosam. We can't go there to get it. So Heki Kodi Shvisa Ahuduta. How can you say he established his dwelling in that spot? And having Kilo Shabbos, Shabbos. If he spent Shabbos, the bit of Shabbos, he was defining himself as living there when he can't get there. And now we say Vesapras Shabbatomi. The Sveik of the Rabbanon who Umutu Likanas Ayyad Nipua. The whole thing is Xer Rabbanon. At the Ratzel level, we're not going to be afraid that this Etzim Gezer was moved over this tremendous area. It's kind of the Rabbanon. And they were matur al yedei nifuach. Tosfos gets a little bit nervous with that. This heter. We had him psachim. At the only place we allowed Beis HaPras was for Osei Pesach. We didn't allow base pras for Arkle Chuma. Right? So even though eating chuma is a mitzvah, so why over here are we allowing base pras, the kind of base pras for his Ruben Tchuman? Even though we pass him, you can only make a Ruben Tchuman for a mitzvah purpose, so it's also a mitzvah, but chuma is also a mitzvah. So Tosis basically approaches it that by Pesach, the Chiddush is a person who's going to, if he's not effective, he's not just over the lav of becoming Tomei, he's over the Isra of eating a korban, the Tumas Haguf, which is the Chi of Korus. The person eats Truma, the Tumas Haguf, is Chai Misiv De Shumai. So we're grappling with it. On one side you have a mitzvah, on the other side you have a chiyuv koras or a chiyuv misiv de shemayim. We say, you know what, Pesach you have a chiyuv koras if you don't do it, you have a chiyuv koras if you do it, bituma, you know what, okay, we'll be makel. Chuma, it ain't worth it. Over here you don't have a chiyuv misa either way. The issue is maybe he'll be over the issur of becoming tummy, which is a lav. So that for the problem of a lav, because our mat to the tzarech mitzvah, you know, that we'll trust that your nipuach is done properly. Lochoitz, he can make a barrier. Lasan mechitza beno ben a kever, he can make a barrier. Shal yalov, he will not be mile on top of the kever. How is that? Beshida teva migdol. So you can go in a box. Now, how about going in a box? How do you move the box? So you put the box in a wagon. Well, how do you move the wagon? You have an animal move the wagon. Well, you can't use an animal on Shabbos. So Rashi says you can go there before Shabbos. So Al-Machazalet, that's called, it's considered, and he holds that this now, this will be effective because the loch is a shido teva migdol, a box made out of wood, which holds 40 saw, is not makabal tumma. Not only is it not makabal tumma, but whatever's inside of it is tor. It acts as a barrier, as a separation, and acts as a barrier. So that's possible for him to do that. Now, the more we're going to discuss is that the Chachamim did not say this. That is an oil, a valid oil, when it's moving. Oil zark, an oil as it's in motion, is shmei oil. It's a valid oil, and therefore it blocks, and therefore it's mutter for the current to go in as such. Our love shmei oil is only a valid oil to act as a mechitza when it's stationary. So while it's moving, he's potentially becoming tame as he's going through the basic quarters. So that's the discussion later on in the Gemara. Amr B'Yechanan, this is an important rule in Shas, and the made him in a klolus of filum welcome shenemer boichutz. When the Tana uses a language of a definitive language of this is the way it is, there's still exceptions. Even when the Tana gives you exceptions, there's still exceptions. Well, I mean, he said, you can never do this except for these two things. It means that's it. So there's the 4 million this and two that. No, it could be there's 3 million and there's a million which are, you said very clearly, you cannot bought this. It's not exhaustive. Okay. So what? When the Tana says a language of, he says a cloud. B'chol ma'arvin mishtatvin. It means, of the 4 million different types of food, all of them are acceptable except for two things. Maim and melt. Very clear, right? Well, maybe there's more exceptions. I mean, he said, oh, he said a klal. The klal is not definitive.
The language is to reverse. You say, marving the two or three items. Would that also be considered a klal, and therefore the two or three items are not definitive?
Labdavka. He says klal, he means because the language is a call or klal or something like that. It's giving you a general type of a statement.
Okay. So we really need that trigger word, so to speak, for this to apply.
you need the word of some type of a, you're giving some type of a general rule, right? Now the main camera feel of mamakim shemer bechutz, since the language the Yerachin was talking about, he said, "I feel welcome, Shenemer Boychutz." It's not definitive. He says, "Loshen Afilu b'Malkam Shenemer Boychutz." It means he's talking about a case where you don't say Chutz also. Called the Lav Hachakoy. So Hachakoy, what was he referring to? Versus Hasim Koy. He's referring to over there. Kolmitzin Zasei Shazman Gama Noshim Chayom Noshim Paturus. Mishnah says a very clear statement. Mishnah says, "Man grama, men are chay, women are potter. Shloas man grama, echad noshim, echad anoshim, chayavet." Now the Mishnah continues, says, "Women are chay, but all loisa says except for three." So there, in the sefer, it says a chutz. In the reisha, regards the mitzvah, says man grama, it says that women are potter. It says shloas man grama, women are chayav. So that's pretty clear, right? That's not true. The word says, "We'll follow." Is it a valid cloud? The Kol Mitzvah says, "Shazman Grom of Noshim Baturus." Hooray, Mitzvah Simcha. This is Man Grom, and we had a discussion of Sachim.
Ah.
I'm sorry.
Hooray,
Matzah Simcha. V'Hakel, thank you. The mitzvah of matzah, women are chayiv, the zman grama. The mitzvah of simcha, women are chayiv. The mitzvah of hakah, women are chayiv. The mitzvah of seisha zman grama, women are nashim chayavis. Chometz says, "Seisha lo zman grama, nashim chayavis." You tell me any non-time bound mitzvah, women are chayiv. Very talmud tar, women are part of a talmud tar. Piri berivya, opinion abed. The mitzvah of seisha lo zman grama, women are nashim paturis. So there's a discussion over there in Kedushin. Remember way back when, the Pinyin Ben is called Natsuman Groma, because even though you need 30 days to get into the mitzvah, but once the mitzvah comes, it continues on without interruption. So each one of those, the moral has a pasuk, but the rule is not general. Alam Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein lemedim min haklalos." So that you see from this Mishnah that even though the Mishnah gives you a very strong statement of call, you can't. It's not definitive. Fill of Malkam Shnei Rabbechutz. Even in the case where it says Chutz. Amar Baya Vitema Rabbi Yirmiyah. Afanan Amitina. I'm going to give you other cases, other Mishnayos where you see this indication. For example, oh, the klal acher omru. They also said another general rule. Kol shenisa al gabi hazov. Tome, in a case where the zov, there's a concept in halacha, a case where something which is roid to be used for mishka or moshev or a person, instead of being placed under the zov, is placed on top of the zov. So the zov is like the moshev or the mishkav of the blanket. See, when he doesn't touch it, he has 10 blankets on the top of himself. The top blanket is also tameh. But the tuma of al yonish al zov only becomes a rishon. A mishkav or moshev under the zov becomes an avatuma. So if it's nisag, it's carried on top of the it's going to be carried on top of the zov. So. Is Tomei Kol Shazov Nisalov, everything which is under the Zov sorry, that's Tomei, even if it's not Mishka Rosh Mishka Moshe. And I'm not sure about that. Zov nisalov, so much is underneath the zov. It's assuming that, so the Mishnah says it's tor, except chutz min aruah the mishkav v'moishav, something which could be mishkav v'moishav and ve'odim or a person. For the merkasha v'suleka, there's nothing else. V'ika, there is merkav. There's a case of merkav. So the Pesukim Parashas Mitzara talks about the mishkav, that which is made for lying on. And mishkav is not mishkav doesn't mean that the person lied on something. It means something which is made for lying, and then the zov went on it, or moshav, or for sitting. The truth is, these also refer to as medris. Once it's roy for mishkav and moshav, even if a person lies on a moshav and he sits on a mishkav or he stands on a mishkav. Or he leans on a mishkav. Once he puts his weight on it, the majority of his weight on it, it'll become tamei tumas mishkav. V'ha'adam, but there's also merkav. Merkav is what the person rides on. Mar says, what do you mean by merkav? Hi, merkav hechidam. What are you referring to? Either yosef alei, the part which you sit on the saddle, hana moshe. That's sitting. That's a moshe. Mar says, no, non hachakar minan ha'ika gabod the uchpa, the front part of the saddle. Which it was a separate item, so it's not made for sitting. But the zov when he uses the merkav, the Torah gave us a special tumah for merkav. The Tanya ha'ukav tamei moshav. The saddle itself is tamei moshav. But tfoi is the place where the person holds in the saddle is tamei merkav. It has tumas merkav. Now if you put a merkav underneath the zov, it'll become tummy. So, what do you mean? It's only with the tummy is right from Moshev, Mishkav and Moshev. There's also America. So, he gives another example where we say that. The wise is here. So, the more of there's nothing else which is unacceptable. They don't grow from the ground. There's the mushrooms and fungi, which are not acceptable to use for a ruvich tchumen or shituf. Even though it says chutz, it's not a definitive rule. There might be other exceptions.